Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Aussie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze strikes out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to second. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive towards the mound. Cuellar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 2 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese juggles the ball. That's an error on Freese. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuellar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 1, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.